Well, I'm very thankful to be able to be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们能够和你们在一起，很高兴，很感谢主。
I met many of you through various conferences, but this is the first time when able to be here in your assembly.
我遇到一些弟兄姊妹们，在一些聚会中遇到一些弟兄姊妹们，但是这是第一次我在你们这里与你们相遇。
So I'd like for us to turn this evening to Paul's letter to the church in Philippi.
今天晚上我们来读腓立比书。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 1.
那么读第一章。
Start reading in verse 1.
从第一节开始读。
Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给反主腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，愿恩惠平安从父我们的神，从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。Continuing
in verse 3, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all. In view of your participation of the gospel, from the first day until now, for I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因为你们常在我心里，无论是我是在捆锁中，是证明。
Let's have another word of prayer. Lord, we do rejoice to be gathered in your presence tonight. And we do thank you for the blessed assurance of your presence. We're thankful for that blessed assurance of all that you have done for us in Christ Jesus. So Lord, it gives us a great confidence as we approach your word tonight. Not a confidence in ourselves, but a confidence in you. We come and we yield ourselves to you, Lord, that you would be able to speak into our hearts tonight. Lord, as we see these days are so evil, we see your return approaching. Lord, we want to have ears to hear what you're saying to us in these days. That we could be a people ready for your return. In thy name we pray. Amen.
在你的圣名里祷告, Amen.
During our time together, we're going to look at Paul's letter to the church in Philippi.
当我们在一起的时候，我们一同来看这个保罗所写的腓立比书。Now,
Paul had a special relationship with them.
保罗和他们有很奇妙的关系。We'll
be able to see from the very nature and character of this letter
我们从这本书信里面去可以读到,
that this is not so much a doctrinal letter,
这不是关于教义的,
but it's a sharing of his heart to encourage ones that are very close to him.
乃是一个从心里面来鼓励那些他所认识的弟兄姊妹们。
Paul knows that his departure is soon.
他知道他马上要离开他们。
In fact, in this letter, he's not sure at one moment whether he's ready to go to be with the Lord or if he'll live on.
他在书信里面我们看到他不晓得是要与主同在好的无比，还是他要留在他的肉身中。
So he's writing this precious letter to those that he loves.
所以他就借这个书信呢，写给那些他所亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
He wants to encourage them to press on.
他鼓励他们要继续向前行。
He wants to encourage them to be prepared for the days ahead.
他预备他们为着在
And he wants them to have a confidence of that great work that the Lord began in them, he will complete.
他提到说, 神在他们心中所动的善功呢,
in many ways, we can call this letter that from Paul's heart a love letter.
我们可以从这书信里面,
because we see Paul just, it's a heart to heart relationship that he has.
在这书信里面读到他和这些腓立比的弟兄姊妹的心,
and out of his heart, there's one thing that's upon it.
我们看到从这个,从他心里面有一个非常重要的事,
there's really one person that's upon Paul's heart.
乃是有一个人在他里心中,
and it's our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Paul is so in love with the Lord.
我们知道保罗深爱的主,
that as he writes this letter to those that he's in love with,
他写信给那些他所亲爱的弟兄姊妹的时候,
almost in every other verse, he's mentioned either the Lord, Christ, or Jesus.
在每一句话里面,他都提到主或者是基督。
Almost half the verses in this letter have that precious name.
我们看到这一半的时候,的经文里面都看到主耶稣的圣名。
Because Paul has found this to be the secret of his life.
因为保罗发现这个名字乃是他生命中的秘密。
Paul's life, as he says in 2 Corinthians,
我们在这个哥林多后书里面,保罗这样起诉道,
I have been captured, I am controlled by the love of Christ.
我被这个爱捉住了。
And in this love, he wants to encourage these dear ones.
借着这个爱,他来鼓励那些他所亲爱的人。
And as we have our times together, we want to use this theme of Paul's love and the love of Christ within Paul's heart to encourage us.
我们今天晚上呢, 在一起的时候,我们就用保罗心中的这个爱来彼此鼓励。
As we look at chapter 1, we'll see Paul's confidence in the love of Christ.
我们看到说,他对于基督的爱是何等的确信。
As Paul goes into chapter 2, he shares something of the cost of the love of Christ.
我们从第二章里面看到这个主基督的爱所要付的代价。
In chapter 3, Paul testifies of how he is controlled by the love of Christ.
第三章里面告诉我们这个爱如何的支配他的生活。
And when he comes to chapter 4, he testifies of how he has found a contentment in the love of Christ.
在第四章里面告诉我们,他在基督的爱里面得到了满足。
But it's good if we step back and see where is Paul at this point in time.
我们来退一步来想想看,保罗这个时候在什么样的光景中呢?
This is such a joyous letter, full of joy and love that he's writing.
我们在这书信里面,我们看到保罗的喜乐。
But where is Paul?
但是保罗到底在怎样的光景中呢?
He's in prison in Rome.
他是在罗马的监狱里。
Not a very good circumstance.
是不是一个很好的地方?
But that's why he's able to testify in chapter 4, I've learned to be content in whatever.
所以他在这个第四章里面说,
because he has found that security and the confidence he has in the love of Christ.
因为在主的爱里面,他找到了那个确信, 确据。
Now this is not Paul's love for Christ,
这不是保罗对于主的爱,
which is very precious.
那本身是一个非常宝贵的事。
But this is Paul knowing of Christ's love for us.
这乃是保罗他所认识基督的爱对我们的爱。
The more we see of his great love for us,
当我们越多地看见基督对我们的爱,
we can sing even in a fresh way of the blessed assurance that we have.
我们可以在我们肉身里面来唱这个何等的奇妙的确句。
Paul was in prison at this time under Nero's cruel rule.
保罗这个时候在尼罗王的这个残酷的统治底下,
he was chained to that Roman guard 24 hours a day.
他与那个罗马的士兵呢, 24小时捆在一起。
And the prisons back in those days, they weren't very good.
在监狱里那个时候呢, 都不是很好的环境。
They were dirty and they were underground.
在这个监狱里面都是在地底下, 并且是非常脏。
When I was in the military, I lived in Italy for 2 years.
我在当兵的时候在意大利住了2年。
I visited some of these old ancient prisons.
我就去参观这些古老的监狱。
It's not like the nice prisons we have today.
这不像今天的这种很好的监狱。
People have their own private cell, they have nice television, a nice bed.
现在的监狱里面有自己的这个浴房, 并且里面有电视,很多的很好的床。
I was actually on the news, they were interviewing some of the people that are here in the States illegally.
我们看到这个有一次在那电视里面看到新闻，就是有些人呢是非法的住在这里。
I don't want to get political.
我不想是太政治化。
But some of these people were saying they would rather stay in the prison here in the U.S. than have to go back to their countries.
他们说他们宁愿在这个美国的监狱里面，也别被再放迁回到他们原来来的地方。
This wasn't the type prison Paul was in.
我们知道保罗所在的监狱不是这样的监狱。
It was a rat-infested cesspool.
在那个时候呢，那个监狱里面都是满了那个老鼠，满了这个寄生虫。
He wasn't even certain if he was going to live or die.
保罗在这边告诉我们说，他不晓得他要生还是活死。
But out of these horrible circumstances comes forth a beautiful love letter testifying of the love of Christ.
在这样可怕的环境里面。反而保罗所写的书信是何等充满着喜乐跟爱。
St. Paul's special relationship with these dear ones.
所以我们从这本书信里面可以看到他对这些弟兄姊妹的爱和特殊的关系。
Because when we stop and think back of the church in Philippi,
当我们来思想这个腓立比的教会的时候，
from its very beginning there in Acts 16, it's noted for that spirit of love.
我们在其实使徒行传16章里面就已经摸到那个爱的那个灵。
Remember how Paul, as he had met Timothy and they were going out, he thought he was going to go through Asia and share the gospel.
我们知道那个那时候保罗呢找到了提摩太，他们在整个亚细亚地方传福音。
The Holy Spirit directs them over to Europe.
但是圣灵呢把他们带到欧洲去。
And he comes there to Philippi.
他们就到了这个腓立比。
And he sees these dear ones, sisters gathered by the river.
他遇到一些姊妹们在那个河边聚会。
Well, actually, at that time, they weren't sisters. They were just some Jewish women.
那时候当然是我们不能叫他们在主里的姊妹们，他们是犹太人的妇女们。
And Paul shares the glorious gospel with them.
保罗就在里面传这个荣耀的福音。
And Lydia responds with such a heart of love, she begs them to come and stay in her home.
那位姊妹叫做莉莉亚，她听到这个福音以后，她里面充满着爱，就邀请他们住在她的家中。
Even while Paul and Silas are in prison, Lord, Lydia and the other saints are caring for Timothy.
当这个保罗和希拉在监狱里的时候呢，他们这些姊妹们就照顾提摩太。
That slave girl gets saved there.
我们看到这个在监狱里面的女孩子怎么样得救。
We see later how the jailer and his household are saved.
我们看到那个这个监狱里面的这个狱长怎么样得救。
In an immediate response of love for Paul, they wash Paul's wounds and they care for him.
然后呢，保罗出狱之后，这些姊妹们来照顾他，来治疗他的伤口。
And throughout Paul's time of ministry, they're continuing to not only pray with him but to support him financially.
保罗这个他一生的服侍里，那么这腓立比的弟兄姊妹们一直在帮助他，在这个金钱上也帮助他。
These verses that we read, he testified of how they were sharing, they were fellowshipping, they were partaking together in the gospel.
在这边书信里面，你看到说他们在这个福音的事工上，他们和保罗是一同有份的。
And now about 12 years or so after Paul's first visit, he writes this letter.
12年以后呢，他就写了这封书信。
And as we look at chapter 1,
我们当读到第一章的时候，
we see Paul as he's writing to encourage these ones, and as we've said, the confidence that he has in the love of Christ.
我们看到他在这个爱中来鼓励他们，他乃是因为确信基督对我们的爱。
Even the way that Paul introduces this letter,
当他来介绍这封书信的时候，
he says, Paul and Timothy, bond slaves of the Lord.
他说到基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太。
These bond servants, these bond slaves, they were ones who were in love with the Lord and had given their life to Him.
这个仆人的原意乃是说，他们呢，因着爱的捆绑呢，愿意把他们生命交给主。
Now Paul, when he wrote some other letters from prison.
我们知道保罗在监狱里面写了其他的书信。
He also wrote Ephesians and Colossians.
我们他知道他写了这个哥罗西书。
How does he introduce those letters?
他在这个那些书信里面，他怎样介绍他自己呢？
Paul the Apostle.
他说是保罗，做使徒的保罗。
Those are a little more doctrinally oriented letters.
因为那些书信里面，他是乃是以教训为中心的。
But this is a love letter.
但是这封书信乃是爱的书信。
Paul is sharing his heart to encourage these dear ones.
他乃是从心里面来鼓励这些弟兄姊妹们。
And he's so thankful for their fellowship and their sharing together over the years.
他这些年来和他们的一同的交通, 他心中充满了感谢。
He testifies from the first day until now.
他说是从头一天直到如今,
that 12 faithful years you've stood with me.
这12年以来呢, 你们一直与我同在。
What does that speak? What does that tell you of those in Philippi?
那这些事情告诉我们菲利比的弟兄姊妹是怎么样的光景呢?
It reveals their character to us.
我们看到这个菲利比弟兄姊妹的那个个性。
It shows that they are diligent, they are consistent, they are faithful throughout the years to stand with Paul.
我们看到他们是何等忠心的，一直与保罗在一起。
There wasn't a sporadic relationship.
他不是一会好一会坏的关系。
They had that consistent, faithful character to stand with Paul.
他们乃是一直很忠心的在那里和保罗同工。
What was Paul's confidence in them?
我们看到保罗对他们的信心。
No, even though they were displaying this faithful character,
虽然他们在那边表现出了他们的忠心,
Paul's confidence was in the Lord.
保罗的信心乃是在于主耶稣的身上。
And he's actually saying, don't rely upon your own faithfulness.
他告诉他们说, 不要建筑在这个你们自己的信实上。
But in Christ,
乃是基督的信实。
Christ who began that good work, he will finish it.
他说是, 主在你们心中所动的善功，他要成全。
This is a trap that we can fall into.
你知道我们对自己的信心是一个很危险的陷阱。
We go along and maybe we're faithful for many years.
虽然我们可以忠心一段时间。
Y'all have been very faithful in having a Memorial Day conference many years.
或许是我们春令会有好几年了，都很忠心的在那里服侍。
Oh, we can fall into a trap of thinking, oh, we know how to have a conference.
那么我们会落到这种陷阱里面说，我知道怎样办这个丛林会。
Oh, why can we gather?
为什么我们要在一起呢?
What's the confidence we have?
我们的确信在哪里?
The confidence we have is in Christ.
我们的确信应该是在基督里。
It's His desire and His life that will enable us to be faithful another year.
乃是基督的生命使我们能够在主面前忠心。
Not only in our life together,
不但是我们的生命在一起,
but in our individual life,
在我们个人的生活里,
do we have this confidence that Paul had?
我们里面有保罗一样的确信吗?
Paul had an absolute confidence in Christ.
我们知道保罗对主耶稣是有那样的确信,
that the work that he began, he was going to complete.
他说主所动的善功,起的善功,他一定会成全到底。
And that is a very personal and precious promise to each and every one of us.
这是何等宝贵的一个应许,向着我们每一个人非常宝贵的应许。
Sometimes we think, how will I ever move on in the Lord?
有时候我们怀疑说,我们怎样再往前走一步呢?
I take one step forward and I fall down again.
因为我们往前走一步,但是后退两步。
But praise God, we can get back up.
感谢主,我们可以再站起来。
I was just reading in the Proverbs this morning.
我今天早上在读箴言书。
We think oftentimes a righteous man is somebody who never falls.
我们以为说是一个义人呢,永远不跌倒的。
The Proverbs said the righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up and keeps going.
但箴言书告诉我们,义人跌倒,虽然跌倒7次,他仍然要站起来。
Why is that?
为什么?
Because his righteousness, his confidence is not in himself.
因为他的公义,他的确信不在他自己。
It's in the one who has first loved us.
乃是在于那位先爱我们的这位主。
That's the hope we have.
这是我们的盼望。
We all get discouraged when we look at ourselves.
我们如果看我们自己,我们会非常失望。
But when our eyes are upon him,
但是我们的眼睛转到他身上的时候,
there's a confidence that we have that we can press on for whatever might lie ahead.
我们里面就会产生信心,我们就继续往前走。
And as Paul continues with these dear ones,
当保罗和他们在一起的时候,
he shares with them how he has them in his heart.
他告诉我们说,
and out of that heart of love, he has a very specific prayer for them.
在他这个爱中呢, 对他们爱中, 他有这个祷告。
I want to outline the rest of the chapter and then we're going to come back to this prayer.
我先把这个这一章呢, 把大纲先跟你们讲一下, 然后再回到保罗的祷告上。
In verses 9 through 11, we have what is called Paul's discerning prayer.
我们从第9节到11节呢, 叫做保罗分辨是非的祷告。
He prays for them that they will have a discerning love.
他向他们为他们祷告, 是他们能够有一个可以明辨是非的爱。
And then in verses 12 through 26,
我们从12节到26节,
Paul shares the testimony of this discerning love in his own life.
保罗乃是告诉他们这个明辨是非的爱在他身上的见证。
Now through this discerning love of knowing God's will, he's able to discern his present circumstances.
因着这个能够明辨是非的这个爱呢，他能够从他的自己的情况里面、光景里面，能够认识神的旨意。
In the midst of the prison, he's able to see God's hand.
在监狱里面，他能看见主的手。
And then he's also able to discern various brethren.
也是他能够在这个明辨是非的爱中，能够认识众弟兄姊妹们。
Verses 15 to 18, he talks about how the gospel is going forth, and yes, some of them are preaching it from selfish ambition.
用15节到18节，他告诉我们说，有些人传福音是出于结党纷争。
Paul can discern between those sharing from a pure motive and those sharing from an impure motive.
保罗能够分辨哪一些是出于这个私心，哪一些是出于这个真心。
And then in verses 20 through 26,
我们从20节到26节呢,
he shares how he's able to discern between life and death.
从这面我们看到他的爱能够分辨生跟死之间。
Whether he's to live or whether he's to die.
怎样活怎样死。
He says, for me to live is Christ.
他说到我活着就是基督。
He's not sure at first if he's going to live or going to die.
他不晓得他要生还是死。
But then he becomes, it's a settled thing within his heart as he works through it that the Lord would have him here to continue on.
但是他慢慢就马上就发觉到 因着他里面的负担，他知道神要让他活在肉身中。
And then finally at the end of the chapter,
然后在这个这一章的末了,
in verses 27 to 30, he exhorts the Philippians to walk in a worthy manner.
他鼓励这些菲律宾的弟兄姊妹们要行事为人，要与主的恩相称。
They could walk in a manner that brings glory to the Lord. They could walk in a manner that would show forth this discerning love through many varied circumstances.
And
I believe this matter of discerning love is so critical to us in the hour we're living in.
在这个时代呢,
because today this word love is so distorted and twisted.
因为今天呢，我们讲的爱的时候，这个爱就是被很多人误解。
And I'm not speaking about the world.
我不是讲到世界。
But I'm speaking about Christianity.
我讲到是基督教的中间。
There's much confusion. There's much counterfeit of what we call love.
我们知道有很多人对这个爱有误解，也有很多假的爱。
And that's why I think it's good for us to step back and consider this matter that Paul prays for them.
所以我们能够推一步，能够思想保罗对他们的祷告。
So let's read verses 9 through 11.
那我们一起读第9节到11节。
And we're calling this Paul's prayer for discerning love.
我们把这一段叫做保罗对他们的这个明辨是非的爱的祷告。
He says, and this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
Paul prays very specifically for these dear ones.
所以保罗对这些他所亲爱的人有一个非常清楚的祷告。
Sometimes we can pray a very general prayer.
有的时候我们祷告是非常笼统的。
And those are good.
那些祷告也是很好的。
But sometimes also as we're praying, we know a specific situation.
但有时候我们祷告是为了特殊的情况。
And we pray very specifically for the matter at hand.
我们那时候祷告的时候，我们的祷告就非常的专注在一件事上。
Paul knows the situation here.
保罗知道这一段的这些弟兄姊妹的情形。
So he's praying very specifically for these dear ones.
所以他为什么他们的祷告是非常的这个专注的。
If you ever have time, it's a good study to go through Paul's letters and look at his prayers.
如果你有时间的话，你可以把保罗的书信读一遍，看 And
what you'll see is those prayers are very specific prayers.
我们看到保罗这些祷告呢，都是非常特殊的。
For the matter that's at hand.
是他们所关心的那些事上。
And this can encourage us when we come together in our prayer meetings.
当我们在一起祷告的时候呢，对我们来讲有很大的帮助。
As we have issues before us.
因为在我们事前摆的一些事情。
We would allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts.
我们让圣灵在我们里面向我们说话。
And to reveal very specific prayers for specific circumstances.
圣灵能够把这个对着这些特殊的事情而有特殊的祷告。
Oh, how the Lord wants to reveal His heart to us.
主耶稣实在是乐意把他的形象显明。
Do we take the time to be quiet before Him to listen to Him?
如果我们愿意 花时间在主面前等候主，安静在主面前。
Sometimes in our prayer meetings, we're so busy praying that we don't have time to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying.
有时在祷告聚会的时候，我们太忙着祷告了，我们忘记去听圣灵在我们里面说的话。
And Paul prays very specifically for these dear ones.
我们看到保罗对他所亲爱的人，祷告是何等的特殊。
And he prays that their love would abound.
他说到说，愿你们爱心能够多而又多。
But how?
但是怎样多而又多呢?
With real knowledge and all discernment.
乃是在知识和各样见识上,
but there's always with a purpose in view.
他一直有一个目的。
Paul, as whenever he's praying, he always has the end in view.
当保罗祷告时, 他一直有这个目的的。
We see in verses 10 and 11, why has he prayed this prayer for them?
我们从第十节、十一节知道说，他为什么这样为他的弟兄姊妹祷告呢？
First, that they can approve the things that are excellent.
第一个呢，他们能够分辨，是非，什么是完全的，什么是最好的。
And then that they can be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ.
第二件事情是他们能够诚实无过的在主面前过日子。
And that being filled with that fruit of righteousness or filled with the life of Christ.
并且呢，靠着耶稣基督那个结满了仁义的果子。
Do you ever stop and consider this prayer of Paul's?
你有没有这个停下来仔细思想这个祷告呢?
He prays for something that we usually don't associate together.
他的祷告呢，把一些我们觉得不关要的事情呢，就摆在一起了。
He prays that their love would grow.
他祷告说他们的爱能够增加,
but that their love would grow with knowledge and discernment.
他说是他们的爱要在知识和各样的见识上。
Quite often we look at these as distinct parts of the Christian life.
但是我们通常把爱跟知识和见识把它当作不同的事。
We pray for the love of God to grow within our hearts.
我们祷告基督的爱在我们里面成长。
And then we pray and also for real knowledge.
然后我们呢，有时候祷告是为了真知识来祷告。
And then we're praying for discernment.
然后我们也为着这个见识上祷告。
We pray as if they're separate and distinct parts.
我们祷告的时候觉得这个三件事情是不能在一起祷告的。
But actually, as we step back and consider it, we see how vitally interrelated they are.
但是我们的推一步来看这些三件事情的时候，看到他们是何等的重要，他们都要都在一起。
And they're actually interdependent upon each other.
他们来三个事情都要彼此的相互的交融在一起。Because
love without knowledge and discernment is fanaticism.
我们知道爱没有知识和见识乃是变成狂热。Think of
before Paul was saved, he was Saul.
当保罗没有得救以前，他叫扫罗。And
he loved God.
他爱主。He
was sold out to God.
他那时候已经把自己卖给主。And
how did he demonstrate his love for God?
他那时候怎样来表现他的爱呢?
He was persecuting the church.
他乃是来逼迫教会。He
had a love for God, but there was no knowledge or discernment of what God was really after.
他有爱，但是他没有真知识，他不晓得神到底要什么。We
see this today in terrorism.
我们看到今天的很多的恐怖分子。There's
a love for a false religion.
他们对于这个假的宗教有很大的爱,
and it brings about destruction.
但是带来的是乃是毁坏。
This is why our love, the fullness of this love, has to have the real knowledge of God and discerning what's of Him.
所以一个完全的爱必须要有这个神的真知识和这个见识。
And also, when we don't want to just be praying for knowledge,
我们也不是光是要为着知识祷告。
Because what's knowledge without love?
因为只有知识没有爱也不算什么。
It's pride.
那就变成骄傲。
Oh, look at all I know.
你看到没有？我知道这么多事。
But we haven't been humbled by a heart of love.
那我们这个心中呢，就没有爱来感动我
们。And what is discernment without love?
就没见识而没有爱，怎么又变成怎么样的情形呢？
If we have discernment without love, we're just a self-righteous lot.
我们如果是光有见识没有爱的话，我们就是一些自以为是的人。
We can discern all these things that are wrong.
我们可以看见这样这个是是非非的事。
Never in ourselves.
但是呢，我们永远看不到自己的错误，
others,
我们只看到别人的错误。
And so we end up just being judgmental.
所以当没有爱的时候，我们变成一个非常这个批评别人的人。
But we see how this matter of love and knowledge and discernment are intertwined.
我们看到这爱心和真知识和见识是何等的需要在一起。
And one thing too, true love is not blind.
我们知道这个真正的爱呢是不瞎眼的。
True love knows all things and still loves.
真正爱呢是知道一切的是是非非仍然爱。
Remember when the Lord restored Peter at the end of the Gospel of John?
你知道在约翰福音最后呢主呢把彼得呢恢复过来。
And he said, Peter, do you love me?
他对彼得说彼得你爱我吗
?Those three times.
主耶稣问他三次。
Finally, Peter said, "Lord, you know all."
彼得最后呢是说，主啊，你知道一切。
You know, true love sees the situation as it is and still loves. So, thank you.
真正的爱呢，乃是明白所有一切事物、事情，但是仍然能够爱。
Stella and I at times counsel couples before they get married.
我和我姊妹呢 ，Stella 有时候对年轻人有那个结婚以前的这个辅导。
We're still learning how to be married.
我们自己呢，彼此之间仍然学习怎样过一个结婚的生活。
46 years and still working on it.
我们虽然过了46年结婚的生活，但我们还是来学习怎样在一起生活。
One of the things we try to get young couples to do.
我们要求这个年轻的将要结婚的人他们要准备做的事情是这样
to really be honest with one another
乃是对彼此要非常诚实
because quite often in parts of our lives
因为在我们的生命当中
we have something within our past or something in our thoughts that we say oh I hope they never learn about this
在我们心里面深处呢我们就觉得说但愿这件事情呢，对方永远不要知道。
If they learn about this, maybe they won't love me.
因为当对方知道这件事情时，他就会不会永远爱我了。
Stella, when we were dating, she was afraid to take me to her parents.
我的姊妹呢，当我们在那个恋爱的时候，她不敢把我带到她的父母面前。
Her father had a pretty good temper.
因为她的爸爸有火爆的脾气。
And she wasn't sure if he would like me or not.
因为他不太晓得是他的父亲是不是喜欢我。
Finally, finally we met.
最后终于我们见面了。
I don't know if he liked me or not, but we made it through that time.
我不晓得我的岳父是不是喜欢我，但是呢，我们平安的过去了。
But this true love is able to share all things and still be in love.
因为真正的爱呢，是能够诚实的相对，仍然能够爱。
You know, the love of Christ.
这是一个主的爱。
It sees right through us on who we are.
他能看见我们是谁，仍然爱我们。
And he still went to Calvary.
他还是为我们上了十字架。
The Lord wasn't surprised when he went to Calvary for these sinners such as us.
因为主呢，对我们这些罪人呢，没有使他惊奇的地方。
He knew exactly what he was getting.
因为他知道我们每一件事。
And this is what, as Paul is encouraging these dear ones.
所以保罗在这里鼓励他所亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
This love with a real knowledge and discernment.
这个真正爱呢，是在知识和各样见识上。
There's a transparency there.
我们看到这里面是何等的诚实，何等透明。
There's a relationship there.
你看到这里面的关系。
And the Lord is jealous to show us more of Himself.
神呢就非常乐意。来把他自己显明给我们。
You know, it's interesting in verse 9, you know, Paul commends them for their love.
那在第九节里面呢非常奇妙就是保罗对他们爱有大有称赞。
But he wants that love to abound more and more.
但他要他们的爱呢要更要增加。
Because love needs to keep growing.
因为爱需要成长的。
If things quit growing, they become stagnant. How often in our Christian life can we become content where we are?
在我们基督徒的生活里面，我们什么时候可以停滞呢？
We rest on some of the past works that we've done.
我有时候想到我们过去所做的事。
Become satisfied where we are.
我们就会满足于现在的情形。
We're like those churches in Revelation 2 and 3.
我们看到着我们自己去向那个在启示录里面第二章、第三章讲的那些教会。
In Ephesus, they were there and they were boasting about all the works they had done.
在这个以弗所教会里，在那个时候，他们在向着他们所做的一切的事情骄傲。
They were going on like the past.
他们想到各样他们以前做的事。
What did the Lord say of them?
那么主耶稣对他们说什么呢？
You've left your first love.
你们离开了起初的爱。
Where at first they were doing it from a heart of love.
他们刚开始的时候，他们从他们的爱里面来做一切事。
They were simply going through the motions and resting upon what they'd done in the past.
但现在呢，他们乃是继续做一些他们做以前做的事情。
Those in Laodicea thought they were rich and had need of nothing.
老底嘉教会觉得他们真是拥有一切，不需要任何事。
We can fall into that trap.
我们也能够会落到这样的陷阱里。
Whenever we get our eyes off of the Lord. And start to look around at other brothers and sisters. We can start thinking, oh, we're a little better, we're okay.
我们觉得说，啊，我们比别人好一点。
We look at some of our brothers and sisters in these denominations.
我们看到一些其他的在宗派里面的弟兄姊妹们。
And we say, oh, they're in a denomination.
我们说，啊，他们是在宗派的里。
They have a path, they do this and that. We point out some things that we don't agree with.
他们有许多的这个。 重担的历史，说我们不像他们，我们不跟他们不一样。
What is that?
这是说明什么呢？
Self-righteous.
就叫做自以为意。
Well, we should be the more we see of the Lord, the more humbled we should be.
我们看见的主越多呢，我们就会越会谦卑。
It's interesting as you look through the Scripture.
当我们读圣经的时候，你会发现。
When these great men of God met the Lord.
当这些人 看见主的时候,
they said, who am I?
他们就会说，我到底是谁？
When the Lord revealed himself to David,
当主向大卫启示的时候,
he revealed himself to Moses,
当他向摩西启示他自己的时候,
to Solomon,
与这个所罗门启示他自己的时候,
they weren't puffed up, oh, God's revealed himself to me.
他们没有骄傲说, 哦, 神向我们启示他自己,
they were humbled.
他们乃是非常谦卑,
who am I?
我到底是谁？
Well, what was Mary's response?
我们看到这个玛利亚她怎样回答主呢？
Who am I? I'm the bondservant of God. Be it done unto me according to thy will.
我到底是谁呢？ 我是一个主的奴仆, 但愿神的旨意成就在我身上。
Sometimes we can allow our knowledge of the Lord and some of our experiences to puff us up.
有时候我们让着我们的知识，我们的经验, 让我们自己骄傲起来。
But the Lord, he wants us to abound in this true, genuine love.
但是主呢，要我们在这个真的爱上，在知识和见识上多而又多。
Because abounding love is not for our own enrichment, but for the enrichment of others.
因为在真爱上多而又多，不是为了我们自己，乃是为了其他的弟兄姊妹们。
When we think of the most, the greatest display of abounding love,
我们知道在这个 多而又多的爱上的见证上，我们看到这一点。
We think of Calvary.
我们就是看到这个十字架。
That great display of abounding love put forth at Calvary.
在这个多而又多的爱在十字架上，我们看到非常清楚。
It wasn't for himself.
不是为了他自己。
Sure, he was getting a great heritage from that.
是。 圣经里面告诉我们说，从这个加勒山的十字架，他要生出很多的子孙来。
Through that, there would be those who would be brought in to be a bride for him.
从那个十字架上，他会产生他的心腹。
But it wasn't from a selfish motivation that he did that.
但是不是为了他的自私的动机。
It was because of a love for mankind that none would perish.
乃是因着他爱世人，不愿意世人灭亡。
That was an overflowing love going out to others.
这乃是那个 那个满意的爱，向着别人所要显明的这个大爱。
And that this love would abound with this real knowledge.
这个真爱呢，乃是在知识上多而又多的。
Now this is more than just a mental knowledge.
这不是，这是脑海里的
But this is a knowledge that through our experience has become reality within our hearts.
因为在这个知识上呢, 经过我们的经验, 变成我们里面的一个实际。
When we go through this Christian life,
当我们过基督徒生活的时候,
we might speak often of the peace of God.
我们常常讲到这个神的平安。
We might speak often of the security we have in Christ.
我们常常提到说在基督里的那个保证。
But once we go through a tragedy in life,
但是当我们经过苦难的时候,
brothers and sisters, as we speak of being comforted and kept by the Lord,
当我们在平安中被神保守的时候,
and then we go into work one day and we lose our job,
有一天我们到公司工作的时候发现我们失去了工作,
that's when we learn of the true peace of God.
那时候我们才能够真正经历到 神的平安,
not just something in our head that we can talk about at Sunday school.
这不是在我们脑海里面，我们能够在这个主日学里面教别人的。
But a real comfort that's in our heart that gives us an assurance that we're going to make it through this. We don't know how, but we will make it through.
真正的平安乃是我们知道说，虽然我们不晓得怎样能够平安，但是我们能够相信说，神的平安在我们的里面带我们过去。
Sadly, today in Christianity, we get satisfied so much with mental knowledge.
今天在基督教里面，我们常常满足于我们的头脑的知识。
Because mental knowledge is something that we can acquire.
因为这个头脑的知识我们可以学的。
We can get a hold of the teachings of the doctrine of this and the doctrine of that.
我们可以在这个 各样的地方找到那个教义的教训。
We can talk about it. It actually puffs us up.
我们可以，而且并且能够讲到这些事情，使我们自己觉得骄傲。
It puffs us up, but we have learned how to act humble in our puffed upness.
那我们在这个骄傲里面，我们也学习到怎样把当做装成这个谦卑。
I'm not sure if puffed upness is a real word, but
就是自我膨胀。
Anyway, this contrast between mental knowledge and real knowledge that Paul is speaking of here.
在这里所说的这个对于真知识的确信,
this real knowledge gets a hold of us. It acquires us.
真正的知识乃是来到我们这里来抓住我们的,
and it controls us.
是来支配我们的,
and as I said, it humbles us and it's used for building purposes.
真正知识使我们能够真正谦卑，使我们能够被建立起来。
It's a heart knowledge, not a head knowledge.
这是在心里头的知识，不是头脑里面的知识。
And one of the interesting things about this heart knowledge of the Lord,
从心里来的知识呢，有一个特点,
is sometimes we can't really explain it.
有时候呢，我们没办法解释它。
Somebody will ask us about this.
有些时候呢，有人来问我们这个。
And we have trouble even finding words to explain how the Lord is holding us.
我们常常呢，觉得说我们没有办法用话语把它解释出来。
But we know the reality and the assurance we have in Him.
但是我们从我们心里面知道，我们有这个确信，我们有这个实际。
This is the confidence that Paul had in the love of Christ.
这就是保罗对基督的爱所有的确信。
This is why Paul, when he wrote to those in Ephesus,
当他写信给以弗所教会的时候,
he prayed that the eyes of their hearts would be opened.
他祷告说他们心中的眼睛能够被打开。
When Solomon became king, what did he pray for?
当所罗门王做王的时候，他祷告是什么呢？
He prayed for a hearing heart.
他乃是祷告说能够听的心。So
much today we're getting knowledge here.
今天呢，我们所有的知识都在脑海里。
But the Lord is after our hearts.
但是主呢，要的是我们的心。
That we would be those captured by Him.
我们的心要被主抓住。
And this is what Paul, as you see Paul's life, you see one captured by this love of Christ.
你从保罗的一生里面知道说, 怎么样一个人被主抓住的时候，他是怎么样的生活。
And this is so vital in these days.
在今天这个时候是非常重要的。
Because when we know God's heart and His heart has captured us, we know His purpose.
当神来抓住我们的时候，我们就能知道他的目的。
There's a beautiful testimony in 1 Chronicles when it speaks of the sons of Issachar.
我们在这个历代之上的时候，我们看到一个非常美好的见证。
All of Israel was there to make David king.
就是这个支派呢，他们所有支派在一起要把这个 大卫，立位王。
And each tribe is described in a different way.
那圣经里面告诉我们，每一个支派呢，都是用一个特殊的情形来形容他们。
The sons of Issachar are described as knowing the times that they were living in and the knowledge for what Israel should do.
对这个支派呢，以撒，以撒，这个支派呢，特别说到他们是能够分辨时代的。
Do we know, do we understand the times we're living in?
我们知道我们现在所处的时代是怎么样的时代吗?
Not just talking about end time this or end time that.
不是光是讲到这个末世是这样,末世是会那样。
But has it captured our heart that our Lord is eager to return and can return any moment?
乃是在我们心里面是不是能够感觉到主的再来的迫切,并且他能够随时都能够
And how the Lord is jealous for ones to know what the church should be doing in this hour.
主呢,对于我们这个时段,这个时间时候,我们所要做的事情,他的心是何等迫切。
This is that full knowledge.
这个是乃是真的知识。
But it's not just this full knowledge, it's having this full knowledge and also having discernment.
不但是在知识上,乃是还有在各样见识上。
Having spiritual insight and wisdom for the times we're in.
有那属灵的这个分辨力，能够知道我们所处的时代是怎么样的情形。
Being able to distinguish between things that appear the same outwardly.
乃是能够在这表面的事物的背后能够看清是非。
Today the name Christian and Christianity is used so widely.
今天呢，那个基督教和基督乃是被这个非常广泛的应用。
Can we distinguish which is really of Christ and which is not?
来从这个当中，我们能够知道说哪些是真正出于主的，哪些不是。
This is done not by looking at things and judging things outwardly.
我们不能够从外表来评断这些事物。
But the eyes of our heart seeing the inner reality of something.
乃是从我们在我们里面的眼睛呢，能够看见属灵的实际。
Not by judging or looking at ones just the way they act outwardly.
不是从这个外面他们所做的来审判他们。
But seeing true motives.
乃是能够看清他们背后的动机。
What's the heart behind it?
这背后的心是怎样的心?
We can get careless at times and not discern things.
有时候我们太不注意了，太不用心了。
And allow the things of the world that can look so beautiful to come in and capture us.
让那些世界上美好的事物来霸占了我们的心。
Remember when Joshua and the people were going into the promised land?
你记不得这个 约书亚带着以色列百姓进到美地，迦南美地。
They were obedient to the Lord, and the Lord showed them, and the Lord defeated Jericho.
他们神带他们怎样攻破这个耶利哥城。
They became confident in themselves, and they thought they could go defeat Ai.
他们那件事情以后呢，他们就对自己非常有信心。他们说这个埃城太小了，我们可以自己征服他们。
They were defeated.
但是呢，他们自己反而被打败了。But then the Lord showed forth the sin there,
and then they went and they defeated Ai.
他们当他们发现了他们的中间的罪，并且对付了以后呢，主就。They
had seen God's hand.
主就帮他们攻破了埃城。They
had seen their need to be relying upon Him.
他们从这里经验里面知道说，他们需要依靠主。And
then what happened?
然后呢，又发生了什么呢？
Was there another battle?
另外一个战争吗？
No outward battle.
不是外面的战争,
but there was a group called the Gibeonites.
有些基遍人,
and they outwardly they dressed like they were from a foreign land.
他们装成好像是他们从很远地方来的,
they looked like they'd been traveling forever.
他们好像是在很远地方经过很多的时间来到他们中间。
They talked funny like somebody from the south.
他们改变他的口音，能够使他们口音像的好像从南方来的人。
But actually, they lived right there.
但是他们其实就住在他们的邻居。
But the people of Israel relied on their own outward, what they saw and what they didn't discern with reality that this was a trap.
但那个时候的以色列人太信靠他们自己了，他们就被他们外面所看见的欺骗了。
And they made a peace pact with them.
他们就与他们立了 和平之约,
and these ones ended up being a snare to them for many years. But being able to recognize what's of him and what's not of him. Stella and I were visiting some friends in an assembly out in Los Angeles.
我和我的姊妹呢去旧金山探访一些聚会。
And we were going to the Sunday meeting.
我们到那个礼拜天的聚会。
And we had a rental car.
我租了一部车。
So the people told us to follow them.
所以那个弟兄姊妹叫我们说跟他们的车。
So as we were following them going down one of the expressways,
我们跟着车到了一个高速公路。
I was staying real close right behind them.
我呢就紧紧地跟在他们后面。
And then we made a turn from one expressway to another.
我们从这个一条高速公路换到另外一条高速公路。
And I took my eyes off that car and I looked at some of the scenery.
我就没有注意到前面的车，我就被旁边的这些景色吸引了。
And when I looked back around, there was two exact cars right in front of me.
但我回到去注意我前面车的时候，发现说前面车子有两部一模一样的车在我前面。
And actually, two Mazda MPVs.
是乃是这个同样形态的车子。
And so we looked at one and we looked at the other.
我们从这一辆车看到另外一辆车。
Both cars had mother and father in the front seat, two children in the back seat.
两部车呢，就是有爸爸妈妈跟两个小孩都一模一样的人数在这个车两个部车子里。
Outwardly, they looked exactly the like.
他们那个牌子也是一样的，所以他们从外面看是完全一模一样的。
But how could we tell the difference?
那我们在后面跟着，怎么知道哪辆车我们要跟呢？
I share this story sometime with young people, and they say, "Oh, you knew the license plate." I'm not that smart.
但我把这个向年轻人讲这个故事，那个年轻人跟我说，你就注意的车牌子嘛就好了。
But how could we tell the difference?
但是我没有那么聪明记得车牌，所以我们怎么知道这个两部车到底我要跟哪一部车呢？
As we looked at those two cars,
当我们看到这两部车的时候。
We knew the life in one car, and we didn't know the life in the other car.
我们知道，一部车子人的生命，另外一部车的生命，我们不晓得。And
as we go through this life today, the challenges before us.
当我们经过今天的生活生命的时候，
there are many things that come to us in the name of the Lord.
很多事情呢，都是挂着基督的名来到我们面前。
How do we know if it's really of Him?
我们怎么知道是真正出于主的呢？
There's everything in the world out there Christian now.
因为很多在基督在这世界里面都叫基督徒。
Christian cooking shows.
我们知道这个基督徒的这个怎样做菜的。
Christian yoga.
基督徒的这个瑜伽术。
It's the whole spectrum.
我们知道这个很多地方都叫基督徒。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？
How do we know when someone is sharing about the Lord if it's really the Lord we know?
当有人说是要分享基督的时候，我们怎么知道他所分享是真正的基督呢？
If we know the reality of Christ in our heart,
如果我们知道基督在我们里面是一个实际的话，
we know that we recognize the life of Christ in other brother or sister.
我们就能够认出那个同样的生命在其他的弟兄姊妹的里面。
And the confusion in this day is only increasing more and more.
我们知道这个混乱困扰会越来越厉害在这个时代。
This is why we really have to come to this place of knowing our Lord, that being captured by His love.
所以我们能够知道说， 主自己，并且能够被这个主的爱来支配。
And to exercise ourselves daily, coming into a closer and closer, more intimate relationship with Him.
是能够我们每一天呢，能够更主更亲密。
Then why did Paul pray this prayer?
为什么保罗做这样的祷告呢？
As we read in verse 10, it starts off that you may approve the things that are excellent.
他说，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人。
And this word approving, it's approving by testing.
这个所能分辨，乃是说借着试验来分辨。
So that we'll know the value and the genuineness and the superiority of this product.
使我们能够知道，经过实验，能够知道说这件事情是到底多美多好。Last
December, Stella and I were in Seattle.
December 好，这个去年这个十二月我们在西雅图。
Seattle, and one of the big industries there is Boeing.
我们知道这个波音公司是总部在那里。
And many of the brothers and sisters work for Boeing.
很多弟兄姊妹呢，在波音公司上班。
They either work Boeing, Microsoft, or Amazon.
有三个大公司，就是波音公司、微软公司，还有一个是Amazon 是亚马逊。
Some of the couple of the brothers they worked on the Boeing test flights.
我们知道有一些弟兄们呢，在这个波音公司做这个实验飞行的。
You know, and it's really if you sit back and start to think about the what all they have to go through to for that plane to fly.
你们如果想想看，这些弟兄们在经过哪样的事情？来试验这飞机能不能飞行。
You know, they can start. It all starts when they draw a schematic.
从哪里开始呢？就是从这个图画开始。
And they can draw it according to every principle related to aerodynamics.
他们在图上画各种符合这个流体动力的这些图。
And they say the plane should fly.
然后他们跟他们讲自己说。But, 这样做呢，这个飞机应该可以飞。
But do they know it flies?
但是他们真正知道飞机能飞吗？
But it should fly.
应该会飞的。
So they build a prototype.
所以他们就做一个实验的飞机。
And they put the prototype through wind tunnels and other tests.
他们把这个模型飞机呢，就放在那风洞里面试验。
Do they know it flies?
他们知道说它真正能飞吗？
They can say it should fly.
他们可以告诉你说，应该是会飞的。
But they don't know that plane will fly until they take that first test flight.
他们不晓得这个飞机真正能不能飞，直到他们真正去做实验飞一次。
And when they take that test flight for the first time,
当他们真正去试验飞行的时候
，they don't do a simple takeoff and landing.
他们不是很简单的，就是起飞然后就降落。
They don't just go up and down and then go, we made it.
他们不是说是一起飞就下降，就说啊，我们成功了。
They take that plane and they take it and they put it through every test they can think.
他们就把这个飞机呢起飞，然后经过各样不同的环境。
They put it into a climb till it stalls.
他们就把这个飞机拉到很高，然后直到那个引擎停了。
And then they'll dive with the engines off so they can start them.
然后呢，这个没有引擎的帮助之下，他们飞机一直下落。看看他们那个
they turn extreme left, extreme right.
看看他们的发动机是不是能够自动打着，并且他们
they go far beyond anything that any of us ever experienced.
并且他这个做激烈的右转，激烈的左转，他们做各样的实验。
But then it's proven and tested.
然后呢，这架飞机呢是被实验过了。
And brothers and sisters, this is what our Lord has done for us.
这是主向我们所做的。
He has been proven.
主耶稣是被试验过的。
He has been tested in every way.
主耶稣在各样的事情上面被试探过。
And he's always proved faithful.
主耶稣在各样的试验里面都证明他是忠实的。
Why Paul had a confidence to say the work he's begun, he will complete.
就是为什么保罗能够说他在你们心中所动的善功，他必成全到底。
That's how we, as we get to know him in a fuller and greater way.
所以我们今天能够在更满足的情形里面来认识他。
Our Lord is not afraid for you to test him.
我们主呢不怕我们去试验他。
In 1 John, the Spirit actually says, test me.
因为在那个约翰一书里面说你们要试验我。
You know, that's one of the easiest ways to distinguish between the things of the Lord and the things of the flesh.
所以这件事情呢，用这件事情就很容易分辨是说哪些从主来的，哪些从我们肉体来的。
When our flesh is challenged and somebody doesn't quite agree and they're testing us,
当我们的肉体被试验的时候，有些人不同意。
Our flesh gets offended, it rears up. How dare you question me?
我们的肉体就受不了，我们就说你怎么能够反抗我呢
？But the Lord says, test me.
主耶稣说你们来试验我。
I'll prove myself over to you again.
我要向你们证明我是何等的。温柔。
This is what Paul is as he's encouraging these dear ones at Philippi.
所以这是保罗如何来鼓励腓立比的人。
That they would really allow the Lord to come in and meet the specific situation.
他鼓励他们让主耶稣能够来到他们中间，要来帮助他们的情形。
Paul shares with them how as he taught, as he saw two different groups of people.
保罗看见。两批不同的人。
In Philippians chapter 1, there were those preaching Christ.
在腓立比书第一章里面，他看到说有些人在传福音。
He could discern they had different motives, but they were all preaching Christ.
他们虽然有不同的动机，但他们都来传福音。
But over in Philippians 3,
但到了这个 腓立比斯第三章的时候
，there were some that were coming in with they were using some right words, religious words, but they were evil workers.
他们在第三章里告诉我们是有些人是用一个非常正确的这个词句，但是他们是恶人。
They were those Judaizers taken away from the work of Christ.
他们乃是基督教徒，要来把真的福音呢从弟兄姊妹中间辞去。
In Philippians 4, he's encouraging Clement to use this discerning love to help these two sisters to be reconciled.
在那个第四章里面，他是乃是劝一个弟兄用这个明辨是非的爱去帮助这两个姊妹。
And what is the end? What is the Lord looking for in this?
在主到底所要的什么呢
？He's looking for His life to be expressed in us.
乃是让他自己的生命能够在我们里面能够发表出来。
Because He desires, as it says in verse 10, that we would be sincere and blameless.
他在第四章里面说是我们能够诚实无过的。
It's that issue of the character of Christ being formed within us.
乃是基督的生命能够在我们的里面的形成。
When we speak of being sincere,
当我们说到诚实的时候
it's just something without any mixture, any foreign substance.
这里说到是纯净的。
And actually, as you look at this word sincere,
当你看到这个诚实这个字的时候
both from like the Greek and the Latin, there's an origin there that means it's tested by the sun.
这个就原来的意思就是这个在太阳底下被太阳试验过晒过的。
Things can appear outwardly to look okay.
在外面可能几件事情看起来是很好的。
But then when the light of Christ shines in, we see it's really not of Him.
但是当基督像日头一样照到我们身的时候，我们就发现我原来不是本相不是这样。
Now last month we had some snow in Richmond.
上个月呢，我们在这个我住的地方有下雪。
We missed the one you just had, but we had some last month.
我们上个月有雪，但是我们这个你们这边有的风雪呢，我们避过了。
Now we don't get that much snow in Richmond, so when we get 5 inches, that's a big thing.
在我住的地方呢，通常不会下雪，所以有 5 inches 的雪呢，对我们来讲是非常大的事。
So it was snowing and everything was so pretty, and so we were sitting in our den on the back of our house.
当它下雪的时候，我们觉得非常的美丽，所以我们就在的后院，家里后院就看这个雪。
And we pulled the shades up on all the windows so we could see everything.
我们把这个所有的窗帘都打开，让我们能够在房间里面看见这个美丽的飘雪。
It was beautiful.
这个雪飘得非常美丽。
That was in the morning.
这是早上的时候。
And that afternoon, it quit snowing.
到下午就雪停了时候。
And then the sun came out.
那个太阳出来了。
Now, my wife is an excellent housekeeper.
那我的太太是非常知道怎样整理家庭的。
You could call her Mrs. Dustbuster.
她能够把家里弄得低尘不染。
She keeps the house super clean.
他把那个家弄得非常的明光。
But when that sun came shining through the bright windows,
当那个太阳从这个窗户就照进来的时候
，it revealed every little speck of dust here and there.
把屋子里面很小的那个灰尘都照出来了。
Her cleaning had been tested by the sun.
我姊妹这个清洁的那个功夫呢，就被这个太阳显明出来。
But within 10 minutes, all that was gone.
十分钟以后呢，当然这些东西都没有了。
But that's how within our hearts, the Lord wants us to be sincere.
我们的心也是如此，神要我们的心诚实。
He wants our hearts to be tested by the Son.
他让我们的心呢，被这位公义的太阳来试验。
We might look okay outwardly.
从外面我们看起来是非常好的。
But are we allowing the light of His life to shine into those dark recesses of our heart?
当我们让这个他在他生命里面的光照在我们的里面的时候
one of the prayers in I think all of our lives as we read through the Psalms,
我们知道说当我们读诗篇的时候
it's a prayer that we never think that we will ever achieve.
有时候这个它的境界太高，我们觉得我们永远没办法达到。
When it speaks of the thoughts and the meditations and the intentions of our heart,
它讲到我们心中的默想，我们的里面的意念。
Yeah, our thoughts can just be so evil. Our intentions at times can be so bad. Outwardly, we can look so nice.
我们从外面看, 非常的美好,
but would we allow ourselves as we present ourselves daily to Him?
当我们来到神面前, 每天来到主面前的时候,
to let the light of His life shine into us.
让他的生命的光照亮我们里面的黑暗,
that we could be those that are sincere.
我们就能够成为一个诚实的人.
Sincere deals mainly with the integrity of our hearts.
因为诚实乃是说到我们里面的情形.
It talks about being here sincere and blameless.
这边讲到诚实和无过.
Now the blameless here is dealing a little more with our outward conduct.
这个无过乃是指的外面的行为.
But there's a sincerity within our hearts.
诚实乃是说到我们里面的心.
This is what God is jealous for.
这是神所
and that we would be those that not only sincere but would be blameless in our walk.
So, 不但是我们心里面诚实，并且我们的外面的行为能够无过.
Not stumbling ourselves or not being a stumbling block to others.
使我们在外面行为不成为别人的绊脚石.
Until that fruit of righteousness is formed within us.
直到着我们呢结满了仁义的果子，从基督来的仁义的果子.
It's the fruit, the manifestation of His life.
因为这个果子乃是 基督生命的表现,
until that day of Christ.
直到主的日子来了,
you know, brothers and sisters, this matter of this discerning love working within us,
这个能够分辨是非的这个爱, 能在我们里面运行,
is so vitally related to the Lord accomplishing His purpose.
这个能够分辨是非的爱呢, 是帮助我们怎样能够达到主的目的.
It has a direct impact upon the testimony of the Lord in the hour that we're living in.
在这个时代, 这个时候呢, 是对我们这个成为主的见证是非常重要的.
We can close by actually using two examples from scriptures.
从圣经里面呢, 我们可以用两个,
the testimony of God was under attack, and it almost looked like it was diminishing upon this earth.
因为基督的见证在地上呢, 受到, 攻击, 快要失去了, 在地上.
But we see how discerning love was used in one and not the other.
我们看到这个能够分辨是非的这个爱呢, 在一个例子里面, 而不在另外一个例子里.
Now, speaking of two families within the Bible,
我们来 看这个两个家庭,
one with David, I mean Joseph and his two sons.
我们看到是第一个家庭是约瑟和他的两个儿子.
I mean Joseph and his brothers, not his son. Joseph and his brothers.
约瑟和他的兄弟们.
And David and his couple of his sons.
还有那个, 大卫和他的儿子们.
Most of us are familiar with the story of how Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers.
我们都知道约瑟的故事, 他被他的兄弟们卖到埃及,
and how the Lord really kept and was with and met Joseph for those many years.
就在这些年间呢, 主怎样遇见约瑟, 怎样在他心中工作,
we knew of the promise that the Lord had to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们知道主对于亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所给他们的应许,
and outwardly we're looking, how is this going to continue?
我们就会想到说, 主的应许怎么能成全呢?
It didn't look like God, this promise was going to be able to be fulfilled.
从外面看呢, 好像神的应许没办法成全的.
But we see within Joseph a great discerning love for God's heart and purpose.
但是因为约瑟里面有一个明辨是非的爱, 说他能够达到神的目的.
Remember when Joseph was that second in command in Egypt?
你记得约瑟后来升到这个 就地狱法老底下的第二个把交椅,
and his brothers came to him for food.
那他的兄弟们来到他面前来找食物.
Now it's actually, can we first look at it, it seems like a strange story.
我们第一次看到这个听到这个故事, 觉得这个故事非常奇怪.
Why didn't Joseph just reach out to him at first and say, I'm your brother, we're all together?
为什么约瑟不从宝座上下来, 然后拥抱他的兄弟说, 我就是约瑟啊, 你为什么不一开始就这样做呢?
Because Joseph knew of God's discerning love.
因为约瑟心中有分辨是非的真爱.
Joseph knew for his brothers and himself to be fully restored.
他跟他兄弟之间的关系怎样能够完全的恢复?
They were going to have to come to a place of accepting responsibility for their actions and repenting.
他的兄弟们必须要能够为他们所做的能够悔改。
It was a painful process.
这是一个非常痛苦的一个过程。
But it was full of knowledge and discernment.
在这整个过程里，你看到。 约瑟的那个知识和他的见识。
And we can see in the end how it led to life.
我们看到就最后呢，把生命就带出来。
And for the full restoration not only of that family,
把他整个，不但是把他整个家恢复起来,
but that continuing forward of God's purpose for Israel.
是神的目的，神的旨意能够借着以色列人能够完成。
Joseph knew that these brothers had to come to that place of being fully restored.
约瑟知道他的兄弟们必须要真实的悔改,
and really, so out of a heart of love, he brought them to a place of allowing that light to shine upon their hearts and brought conviction.
约瑟就把他们带到一个地方, 让神的光能照着他们, 使他们能够悔改。
Now I want to contrast this.
然后就, 从另外一个故事来做一个对比,
with the story of David and two of his sons.
大卫和他的两个儿子。
He had a son, David had some sons by different wives.
你们知道大卫从不同的妻子呢,生了不同的孩子。
There was one son named Ammon.
一个儿子叫做暗论。
And another son named Absalom.
另外一个儿子叫做亚撒龙。
I'm testing you tonight.
I test.
You're doing all right. Okay. We know that Absalom had a sister.
我们知道这个亚撒龙呢，他有一个妹妹。
And her name was Tamar.
他的妹妹的名字叫做塔玛。But
Ammon was desiring of Tamar.
那个暗论呢，就暗中都喜爱这个塔玛。And
Ammon abused Tamar.
那个 安顿就后来就是强暴了这个塔玛。
David was very angry about that. He found out about it.
大卫知道了以后，他非常生气。
But he didn't do anything.
但是大卫没有做任何事情。
The sin that was in his house.
那个在他们家中发生了这个罪恶。
He didn't do anything.
他没有对付。
A little while later.
过了不久。
Absalom killed Ammon in revenge for his sister.
亚撒龙就把那个暗论杀了，因为他为了他的女那个妹妹报仇。
Again, David didn't do anything.
我们知道大卫也没有采取任何行动。
Maybe he thought he was saving the family.
他可能觉得这样子做，是为了他的家庭的缘故。
Maybe he was trying to save face, preserve the family image.
或者是他是为了他的面子呢，要保护他整个的家庭。
Even when Absalom was finally brought back to Jerusalem.
到最后，亚撒龙呢被带到这个带回到耶路撒冷。
David never held him accountable.
大卫呢没有叫他为他做的事情负责。
He never tried to bring him to repentance.
他没有想要叫他的儿子悔改。
And this actually led to a rebellion within Absalom's heart.
那么在亚撒龙的心里面，后来就产生这个反叛的心。
David had to flee the city.
大卫必须要逃离那个城。
And finally, under the hand of Joab, Absalom was killed.
在约押的手中呢，亚撒龙就被杀死了。
And David was so mourning over Absalom.
那个大卫呢，因着亚撒龙的死呢，心中非常的难过。
Joab almost had to shake him and bring him to his senses.
约押元帅呢，必须要警告这个大卫。
David's natural love, his sentimentality for his family.
大卫的这些天然的爱对他的家里的成员,
the kingdom and God's purpose was threatened there briefly.
所以使得那个神借着他们要成全的旨意呢，差一点被破坏了。
For a brief moment, that sentimentality was prevailing over the God's genuine love.
他自己的天然的爱几乎要把神的爱遮住了。
But thank the Lord, David was able to come back to his senses.
感谢主的 大卫呢，就会后来就被带到主的面前。I've
often wondered.
我常常怀疑,
you know, David did not use discerning love with his children.
大卫没有用这个是非的心呢，来爱他的自己的家人。I
wonder if David had dealt with Ammon on that matter when he abused Tamar.
如果他对安南当初强暴他妹妹的事情采取行动的话，
If Ammon could have been restored,
可能安顿就会被带到悔改的地方，能够被得救。
Because when David committed adultery, the Lord was able to restore him.
记得这个大卫本身犯奸淫的时候呢，那个主呢把他带到悔改的地方。
When David sinned with Bathsheba, he was brought to a place of repentance and restored.
你记得当他和那个别西巴犯奸淫的时候呢，主呢借着先知把他带到这悔改的时候。
This discerning love within the family.
你知道在他的家里面反而没有这个明辨是非的爱。
I wonder even when Absalom, when he murdered his brother.
我在想说，当亚撒龙来谋杀他的兄弟的时候，
David knew of being forgiven of murder.
我们知道这个大卫本身呢，也是被神呢这个赦免了他的谋杀的罪。
But just he didn't allow the Lord to come through and use that within his family.
但是他没有让主呢经过他那个把这个。把这个恩典呢带给他自己的家人。
I've often wondered if David had used that discerning love, if Ammon and Absalom would be restored to their place within the kingdom.
我是在想说，如果大卫用这个分辨是非的这个爱，在他的家人的身上，他安能跟那个亚撒龙可能不会被杀死。
Sometimes our natural love can override the love of Christ.
有时候我们天然的爱呢，会胜过这个。主的爱。
Our sentimentality can prevail over the love of Christ.
我们的这个天然的感情呢，可能这个胜过那个基督的爱。
I mean, a situation like David was in.
像那个大卫所处的情形。
He needed that genuine knowledge and discernment to deal with his sons.
他是需要那个真知识和见识来处理他儿子的事。
But I do believe that God's grace was there if David had turned to the Lord and asked him for his way through this.
我知道说主呢一定会答应他的祷告，如果他来到主面前祷告，求主帮助他来恢复他的儿子们。
Brothers and sisters, Paul was writing to these dear ones in Philippi.
保罗在这里向着他所亲爱的腓立比弟兄姊妹写信。
Because Paul had the end in view.
因为保罗知道主的目的。
He was wanting to prepare them for the difficult times ahead until that day of Christ.
主保罗写这封信乃是预备他们为着将来要发生的事。
And if they could come to this fresh place of having a confidence in the love of Christ like Paul had.
他们如果被带到那个起初有的确信，像保罗所有的一样。
When they found themselves in situations that were overwhelming to them,
当他们在这个他们没有办法胜过的情形里面的时候，
they could learn to really allow the Lord through that spirit, that life within, to lead them in a loving, discerning way through those troubles.
他们能够让神那个那个爱，那个蛮有知识的真知识的爱，能够带着他们经过这些难处。
We're confronted with so much of this in the days we're living in.
在今天我们所住的环境里面，我们遇到很多类似的情形。
How do we love ones and yet be faithful to the truth of what the Lord has shown us?
我们怎样能够爱？并且能够不违反神所托付我们的真理。
Last month, I was in, no, January, I was in Flushing.
上个月就是元月，我在这个Flushing.
Flushing.
法拉盛。
Okay. I finally got you. I've been trying all night. Okay, we can finish now. Okay. But no, we were with the brothers and sisters there in Flushing.
我在那个法拉盛呢，和这个弟兄姊妹在一起。
They had asked us to come up, and we had a whole Saturday together.
我们这个整个礼拜六在他们中间。
Oh, how do we as Christians maintain a proper Christian testimony toward the LGBT community?
我们基督徒怎样能够在这个同性恋的集团里面的团体里面？来保守我们自己。
Christians in general haven't represented themselves very well in this matter.
我们基督徒呢，在这样的团体中间呢，我们没有这个很好的见证。
Some have gone too far one way and just accepted the sin.
有些团体呢，就 是走到这个极端来接受他们所有的罪。
Some have gone too far the other way and rejected the person.
另外一些团体呢，就在另外一个极端里面来是完全的反对。
This is a real challenge for us in these days.
在今天这个时候，对我们来讲是一个真正的一个挑战。
This is why Paul, that's one specific area where we need that discerning love.
所以这是一个非常清楚的一个地方，是我们需要明辨是非的爱。
But there are many other things that we face in this day.
在今天我们还遇到类似的很多的情形。
We're thankful that we have one that has gone before us.
我们感谢主，我们的主呢，在我们以前已经经过。
And we don't have to fear.
我们不需要害怕。
We don't have to faint.
我们不需要胆怯。
But we have a confidence in the one who first loved us.
我们知道这位 先爱我们的主呢,
that the work He has started within us, He will complete.
我们确信他在我们里面动的善功呢,
so may we be found cooperating with Him.
但愿我们能够与主, 顺服主,
so, Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue in Philippians 2 and 3.
明天呢, 我们在主面前呢,
Now, if Christian Chen was here, he'd give you a homework assignment to read it 50 times.
假如这个陈锡珍弟兄在的，他一定会给弟兄姊妹功课回去读这个两章呢，50遍。
So I'll be nice. I'll only say 5 times. No, no, no.
我呢，稍微比较好一点。It
would be helpful if you did read it.
但是，我要讲说，你们如果事先去读的，对我们来讲是很有帮助的。Let's
pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for your wonderful presence.
主，我们为着你自己的同在，我们实在是感谢你。
And Lord, we're thankful for the life that you have within us.
我们为着你在我们里面的生命来感谢你。
And Lord, we want to be those that are learning more of you.
我们愿意成为那些更多的认识你的人。
Not leaning on our own self.
不是依靠我们自己。
But when we find ourselves in the times of challenges and crisis,
当我们遇到难处的时候,
there would be an inner confidence in the love of Christ to carry us through, not somehow, but triumphantly in you.
让我们里面能够确信你的爱，让我们能够在凡事上得胜有余。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。 Amen.